Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. You can check us out in Richmond on 910 The Fan, 105.1 on the FM side. And you can take us on the go with the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, March 15th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Jason Bishop.
What's up? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Running the three-man show, Cakes out today. He wished everybody a happy weekend at the end of the show yesterday and then realized it wasn't Friday. It was Thursday, but he's off.
That's
so
a
it
big
was
day
his
for...
kind of
look
weekend.
Look at this. Look at this.
What'd you
I
do?
Had nothing to do with it. I just opened the Don't Sleep and it exploded.
Mm. You shake the can a little bit? Somebody shook the can?
No, I just put it here. I mean, it did nothing. It's fine.
I might have to get a Don't Sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'll probably fall asleep during the show. I'm really tired. I went to bed at 8:30 last night, too. Just, you know, these
that's
hours,
early.
Very early for me.
What's these, wearing you out? You seem more tired the last couple of months than ever before.
I don't know, life.
Travel?
Maybe.
I mean, but you're not traveling during the week.
No, I don't know. Just tired, man. As you get older, you slow down.
Yep.
I don't know.
The weather was awesome yesterday. Going to be pretty nice today.
I thought they were calling for rain today.
Some rain coming, but it's going to be warm.
It was really nice yesterday. I actually snuck out over to Sligo Creek to play nine holes.
I haven't played Sligo in a year. I used to play with my grandfather.
My guy Pat sent me a text. He's a big listener of the show. And he's like, you should come over. And I was like, I got a bunch of stuff going on. But he kind of peer pressured me into it. So I went over and played nine holes. It was really nice. What I slept on, can you tell I'm a little sunburnt in the face? I didn't put any sunblock or anything.
Yeah, you weren't thinking about that.
I don't
that.
Know why you didn't do that. I did. The first thing I did was put on sunblock.
Yeah, I just still kind of early in the season. You know what? I'm just not
you know
really thinking about it.
They say next week, I don't know if it's true. But the club manager said next week's supposed to be in like the 40s.
Ooh. Next Tuesday, I think 48. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
It's getting a little bit cooler next week.
Just when I was getting used to like turning the corner.
Well, I mean,
so
it
early.
Is mid March.
I know, but I mean, I'm just ready to move on.
This is just a little abnormal for mid March.
I feel like our winters are so long. It, you know, our summers fly by and our winters are just. God,
I actually feel the winters are shorter because it almost never snows.
I think
anymore.
Life just flies by.
Well I got some by. Sun. Playing, you know, the nine holes, and then
what's the saying? The days last forever, but the years go by, and you know, so quick. I don't know what this freaking.
Like that.
But that's what it seems like. I mean, the days do take a while, but you just blink, and it's you know, it'll be 2027.
Huh. Well, I got home kind of a little bit later just because I was busy. I mean, I did the golf early; that was no big deal. But then I had soccer practice a little bit later. By the time I went to bed, I mean, 8:30. That's super early. The Capitals were playing, and I put it on for a minute or two, but they were playing the Kraken. That game was going to end like at midnight, 12:30. So I went to bed just remembering that Cakes had said, this was yesterday. Cakes, during one of the commercial breaks, said that they had about an 11% chance to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Well, kind of one of my morning traditions when – the Capitals play. I check and see what they did if I didn't see the game. All right. They won 2-1. I actually put up a couple clips on our Instagram page. Give us a follow there at Sports Junkies Radio. TJ Oshie had a cool, I don't know, cool goal, whatever. I think the goalie completely botched it, was out of the net. Oshie stole it and put it in. All right.
You just
you don't see those type of goals that often. So they went 2-1. So my morning tradition is let's check the standings.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when I click on wild card, because Joe B said the better path for the Capitals, he thought, this is several weeks ago, was to catch the Flyers, I would focus on the Metro Division and go, okay, Flyers, 76 points. And then I go, okay, Capitals, 71. They're not going to catch the Flyers. And I had kind of counted out the wild card because Joe B said, oh, wild card, they were like seven back a couple weeks ago. Well, I clicked on it today. They're a point back. That's it.
Right,
so let's go. The Capitals got a shot.
Well, yeah, well
they're one back.
How many games are left?
They've played 16, 17.
I mean, there's plenty of time, obviously. Plenty of time. So
I think those percentages are just based on like the schedule, the remaining schedule, and they got a brutal schedule. I mean, they play Vancouver tomorrow. Vancouver leads the West in points. And
well, it helps.
And the two teams that they're chasing, Detroit's lost seven straight, and the Islanders have lost a couple in a row. And so, you know, you gain 2 points on them if they're not winning.
That's the biggest factor, because it's not like they've been tearing it up. So in their last 10 games, the Capitals are 5-4-1, basically 500.
Yeah.
But the Red Wings, who still have a one-point lead on the Caps and are tied for the last spot in the wild card, they've lost seven in a row.
How many times are teams sellers at the deadline? And then they still find a way to get into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty cool.
It would. I know that the young Russian Miro has scored a couple of goals. I don't think he scored last night.
He didn't.
Last night it was what?
McMichael. Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, Capitals giving you a little bit of a sweat.
Yeah, I was watching college hoops all day and all night and checking out some golf. And
did you get to spend some time outside since you're reveling in the weather?
Not really.
He just watched hoops all day.
I mean, I was walking my dog, if you want to count that.
That counts.
Was it true somebody told me
at one watch, point? But I couldn't watch the hoops outside. I mean, I guess I could have gone on the screened in.
Yeah, on your porch.
How long is your average walk for somebody that's probably going to own a dog in about a year and a half?
It's been cut down because she's getting older and her hip's bothering her, so we don't walk as much with her. We used to walk.
She being the dog, not your wife.
Yeah, we used to walk. I don't know. We used to take her on 3-4 mile walks, but she can't. She can't do that anymore.
But
so we just do it just to let her poo. She's on a routine, on a schedule. She does 3 or 4 a day, and then we go right back home.
Super regular.
So she's regular.
You watched hoops all day. I watched none. I was out playing golf, but I was getting kind of updates from guys as they're kind of checking what's going on. Was Maryland down like 40 points?
Yes,
they were embarrassing. Yes. They didn't even look like they wanted to be on the court. They were out rebounded by almost 20. They were just really bad. And Wisconsin has been playing bad basketball. Mm-hmm. They lost about 8 out of the last 10 or 8 of the last 11. They should never be scoring in the 80s. And yeah, Maryland was bad.
Mm.
Feel bad for Jameer Young, but
sorry, he did his part.
Yeah, but they got no bench and they can't shoot the 3 and obviously they got out rebounded by 100.
It's been the story of the season, right? They can't score, can't shoot consistently from the outside.
Look, I didn't expect them to win the game, but you shouldn't be getting blown out by 30.
I was in the car, and on the national call on the radio, it was Doug Gottlieb.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's good.
Yeah, I really like him. And, you know, but he's not somebody that follows Maryland every game, but he does his homework. I was like, well, on the court, he kind of went through. He's like, they really don't have any scoring outside of Jameer Young's mid-range jump shot.
Yeah. Well, he nailed that.
Well, I think there's going to be quite a bit of a house cleaning, is my guess.
Well, hopefully this recruit that they were hyping up from Baltimore, last name's Queen. We'll remember his first name.
They need a lot more than that.
Hopefully he's a true stud.
Yeah, they got to get some kids in the portal.
I think some guys will leave. I think.
I don't know who else they got coming in.
I think Willard hates this group.
I think Juju will be gone, right? And Scott will be gone.
Well, yeah. I think Juju.
Does Juju have another year?
I think he has eligibility, but I think he's going to be gone.
Yeah.
I think he's going to leave.
I thought they were going to be good this year, but Maryland finishes their season right at 500, I believe.
16 and 15, maybe, or maybe 16 and 16. That's a good question. I'll have to look at that. And then Duke lost last night, which is kind of shocking. Mm-hmm. No, 16 and 17 for Maryland. Yeah, and they lost to NC State. I mean, Carolina rolled. They pounded Florida State, and then Pitt beat Wake. So you got Carolina, Pitt, top half. You got UVA who won. They're in the tournament anyway, especially after that win, and they're going to play NC State. So we'll see if NC State can make a little bit of a run here and play Carolina in a championship.
My son already said we're going to Puerto Rico next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's March 23rd through the 31st. And he already said he wants to watch the tournament and not be forced to do things. I was like, that's fine with me.
Where are you guys going to stay now that you don't have the parents' condo anymore?
We're staying in three different spots.
Oh, my God.
Now, the last spot's just for a day because it's by the airport, but we're staying in Isla Verde, which you know. You've stayed at the El San Juan Hotel.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually staying at our condo. We did Airbnb, but got a two-bedroom. So our condo was on the 17th floor.
Yeah.
I think we're in the same building on the 10th floor with a two-bedroom
for
3 days, just because we know the area and it's close to my uncle and my cousins. So we can do the beach, the pool, and then visit family, and then we're going to go to a resort for the majority of the vacation. And then the last day, just to get back, because the resort's about an hour from the airport, we'll just get back, and there's a hotel right by the airport on that same beach, gotcha. Isla Verde. I think it's a Marriott or something like that.
So today is a big day for Cakes, because he finds out where his son, I guess where he'll have his, what do you call that?
Residency.
His residency, yeah.
Yeah, because he finished his medical school this year. Yeah, so.
Big day, big, I guess they have a big ceremony.
Kurt's top choices were like Denver or maybe Boulder.
I don't know, there's a
bunch. And Boston.
Mm. There's a bunch, but he's a bunch that he could go be sent to. So big day, I guess it's a big day for all those families. They find out where their kid's going to be for the next, what, 4 or 5 years, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a weird bit. Like, I've had to do this with Kelsey moving to L.A. You want your kids to be happy, but selfishly, you don't want them to go so far away.
Yeah,
it's like that'd be a huge adjustment for Cakes and Amy, because his kid went to Maryland for undergrad, went to Maryland for medical school, and then potentially could be on the other side of the country. If he ends up going to Boulder,
he'll
Colorado.
Be fine wherever he is.
Sure,
Boulder's actually really cool. He'll you know, it's beautiful out there.
Look, there's a reason his top choice wasn't Maryland. He wants to try something new.
Of course,
you know we have 75, 78 degrees here. Have you seen the snowfall in Denver/Colorado Springs?
Mm-mm.
They're getting 3 to 5 feet of snow
in the last 24 hours.
In the last couple days, it's crazy. Uh-huh. They're getting crushed with snow when we're having, you know, almost 80 degrees here. It's just the weather across the country has been nuts.
Did Scotty T give you an update on that?
I think you know the answer to that. That's another story for another day. We're not going to talk about that right now.
Has there been a resolution or no?
No.
Oh, nothing.
No.
No update.
I haven't talked to him since June 21st.
Wow. Amazing.
Do they still do the Pick and Fatties podcast?
He chose to, I don't even know. He chose to end the friendship, not me.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I got other stuff to worry about.
Well,
in my life.
Obviously, the big story locally was
that's
Sam
the
Howe.
Big one. Yeah,
that was the big one.
And of course, when I found that out, I texted Drab because Drab is not a Sam Howe fan, and I said, "Well, now you are."
I heard him in Seattle.
Now you are, and I told him he's definitely going to start. I'm not saying he's going to be the week one starter, but he'll play and start because Geno will get hurt. Everyone gets hurt. 80 quarterbacks played last year, so he's going to be playing some football for the Seattle Seahawks. And Mr. Drab. We'll be a fan.
We could talk about it in more detail in the next segment because it's another sign of Adam Peters just being super active, and they upgraded the picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Jason yesterday was going through how many picks they had in the top 100. Add another one to the mix because they swapped a fourth for a third, a sixth for a fifth. They have 9 picks in the upcoming draft, which is second most in the NFL. There's one team that has 10 draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember it off the top of my head. But they now have 9 draft picks, and they've improved the position of their picks. And we say goodbye to Sam Howell, who actually played 2 seasons. I misphrased something on our Twitter page. I put up, what are you most going to remember Sam Howell for during his, and I put rookie season. It was his second season. His rookie season, you would most remember, oh, he played 1 game and beat Dallas. But over 100 responses. What I would probably most remember is him taking sacks. It's just, I mean, a good guy, has some talent, arm talent, but the number one thing that's going to stick out for me is, man, that guy took a lot of sacks.
I mean, Adam Peters.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries,
and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He wasn't here when they were trading Montez Sweat and
correct.
And mm-hmm. So he didn't trade. You know, that was Ron Rivera and that whole regime picking up extra picks. But give him props for getting a third round pick and a fifth round pick for Sam Howell. I didn't think they would get that. Now they did trade a fourth and a sixth, but they get a third. Mm-hmm. So now they've got five. Six picks in the top 100,
yeah,
including three first, third round picks. So one, two, two.
That's
going to
be the base
threes.
Of your team when you talk about
that's really good.
Charlie Casserly's 3 years from now,
yeah,
it's going to be those six guys if they hit, which they really need them to
hit.
Or
they're going to package them a little bit and
they
maybe
could.
Move up.
They could.
Yeah. Who knows?
It's possible. All right, let's get into that next. Adam Peters, how impressed are you by the new GM? Has his stock risen for you? You can chime in at 800-636-1067. Call us on the MGM National Harbor listener line as we get into that. As Sam Howell departs, of course, they've had this huge free agency haul that we've been talking about the last couple of days. Adam Peters, where are you at with the new GM? 800-636-1067. You can also text us at the same number on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. Be right back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.